They whirled around to the sound of a familiar voice. There stood old Quelt, accompanied by Brinty, Giddy and Tribsy. The ancient recorder had crept up quietly, smiling disarmingly over his glasses at them.
I do beg your pardon, stealing up on you like that. Is there any room for a few young friends to join you? And, of course, an irritating old busybody.
The company was totally embarrassed, except for Brant Tallis.
I am thinking there is room for any beast who can solve riddles, old one. Sit down and drink tea with us.
Quelt gratefully accepted a beaker of tea. He sat down and began scanning Perrant's copy of the riddle.
No doubt you've all solved the first two lines, my friends, and I have too. Alas, it was this odd twist in the third line. Up in that top tactic, 1C. I confess it had me quite perplexed. Like yourselves, I was baffled until young Giri provided the answer.
Lysian seized the young squirrel and hugged him soundly.
You solved it? Oh, you combination of brains and beauty. Tell us the answer this very instant.
Giri spread his bushy tail down over his face, wriggling out of the abbess's embrace.
It was all by accident, I think. Instead of starting at the beginning of the line, I began at the end. 1C. That's a typical Geminia trick. The word C really means the letter C. Tactic was the only word that contained two letter C's, so I removed one from it. When I spelled it out without the C, it read tacti. That didn't sound right, so I replaced it and removed the other C, tatic. It sounded a bit better, so I kept repeating it and thinking hard. Tatic, tatic, tatic. I suddenly twigged on that this was one of those mixed-up word puzzles. What was the name you called it, sir?
Quelt explained.
It's called an anagram, a jumble of letters which can be sorted out into a proper word. Tell them, Giri.
Five letters. An A, two T's, an I and one C. Attic.
Quelt shook the young squirrel's paw warmly.
Solved like a true scholar. So, what do we have now? Somewhere at night that Sister Geminia would retire to when she felt tired. A bed. And where will we find that bed?
Brinty could not stop himself from blurting out.
In that top attic.
The recorder beamed.
Exactly. The very place that my young friend and I were just on our way to find. However, I thought it best to let you know, Mother Abbess, so you good creatures wouldn't feel left out. How would you feel about accompanying three young rips and one old fogey on a little quest?
Though Quelt did not say it, the abbess guessed that this was his way of apologising for his behaviour at breakfast. She replied with a twinkle in her eye.
Thank you for your gracious offer, sir. We accept. By the way, which are you, the fogey or one of the rips?
Tribsy took Lysian's paw cheerily.
Him an old rip, abbess, and I be the young fogey.
Brant Tallis ruffled his feathers and honked.
I am thinking we should start talking all this gobbledygook and go to find the top attic.
Lysian chuckled as she whispered to Tribsy.
Gobbledygook, that's a new one on me.